1. What culture is, and why you should care. As you might have guessed from the front cover, this is a book about engaging with culture. But what is culture exactly? It's a notoriously difficult term to define and has a complicated history. If you're into etymology, the study of words and where they come from, it's helpful to know that the original word culture has three senses coming from its Latin roots. Colere, referring to agriculture, that's about tilling the ground and growing things. Colonus, which is to do with the idea of inhabiting something. And finally, cultus, which is to do with honor and worship. Store these away for now, because we'll come back to them later. Today, we use the term culture in different ways, mainly as a reflection of the way it's been passed around between various academic disciplines. The arts definition. Coming from the arts and literature, culture is still associated with the idea of refined taste and manners. It's about being cultured. So Rupert, a.k.a. Roops, who goes punting in Oxford with a picnic and Pimm's, reading P.G. Wodehouse out loud to his friends, before going to play cricket and then spend a night at the opera, is being cultured. Gary, a.k.a. Gaz, going for a kick around in the park and then down Southend Seafront to cruise in his Ford Escort and pick up a kebab and girl from Tots nightclub, is not being cultured. He's uncouth. By this definition, culture has a definite sense of oughtness. There are things that belong to culture and other things that definitely do not. Of course, if you're listening to this and you're not British, then those descriptions of Roops and Gaz might have made little sense to you, because you're from a different, well, culture. Which takes us on to our next definition. The social sciences definition. Then the social sciences took ownership. Here, the definition of culture is less elitist and broader in its scope. All human beings belong to a culture, and every culture brings its own distinctive contribution. Moreover, culture doesn't refer to just one part of our existence, such as the arts. Instead, it refers to every activity and artifact that humans create, both individually and as communities and societies, which gives them order, identity, and meaning. It's everything from music and stories to what you eat and what you wear and when, from what happens at a wedding to whether it's socially acceptable to whistle in the street or not. It covers the ordinary and the everyday. While not as elitist as the arts definition of culture, in this social sciences view, it was and still is possible to claim that some cultures have more to contribute to human existence than others. Distinctions might be made between primitive or advanced cultures, or between high culture and pop culture. Of course, such distinctions are up for debate and can be controversial. For example, measure your reaction in our current cultural setting to this comment of General Charles James Napier in the 1850s. As Commander-in-Chief of the British forces in colonial India, he said the following when Hindu priests complained to him about the ban on sati, the practice of burning widows alive on their husbands' funeral pyres.